Florida mom with OnlyFans account allegedly banned from volunteering at her children's school. By Nick Gilbertson on October 30, 2021. A mother was allegedly banned as a volunteer at her children's school after someone informed school officials of her OnlyFans account. Victoria Treese, 30, volunteered for the past 5 years at Sand Lake Elementary School in Orange County, Florida, where her children, ages 5 and 10, attend class, NBC Miami reports. "I always wanted to be involved in that aspect of life," Treese said, according to the Orlando Sentinel. "My mother did it for me, and having her there was the best joy growing up." NBC Miami reports that Treese does not have a criminal record and passed a background check and other requirements. Allegedly, Treese was informed that she could no longer volunteer in Orange County Public Schools, OCPS, ADDition volunteer program as of October 13, according to the Orlando Sentinel. An anonymous parent allegedly communicated to school superiors that Treese had an OnlyFans account. OnlyFans is a website where subscribers pay account owners for access to exclusive content. Many content creators on the site, reportedly Treese included, post sexually explicit images and videos for subscribers. OnlyFans is the social platform revolutionizing creator and fan connections, the website's mission states. The site is inclusive of artists and content creators from all genres and allows them to monetize their content while developing authentic relationships with their fanbase. According to Wesh, Treese said she was humiliated, and I should not, and no one else should be concerned about what another parent does. I just love spending time with my kids and I have a great relationship with other parents and students, she said. Treese has lawyered up and her representation has informed the school district she intends to sue for $1 million, according to NBC Miami. In an October 28 press conference at NJME Law, where she is being represented, Treese spoke about the alleged ban, the Sentinel reported. "It affected a parent who went and paid to see my content. But then they had to go send in these photos of me to the school and make me not be allowed to be around children anymore. Which I've done and dedicated my life to for pretty much 5 years. I don't know who was told what I do. And now I'm supposed to walk into the building and I don't know what was said to my son's teacher. I don't know what's been said about me to anyone at that school." Her lawyers Mark NJME and John Zielinski said their client never received a formal notice from the school regarding the decision, the Sentinel reports. "She understands that there's going to be a percentage of parents who are going to be get up into their moral arms and wag their discriminating finger at her and say, 'We don't want you around our children,'" NJME said, according to the Sentinel. "Well, they wouldn't have known about it because she kept it away from the children. You can't access her unless you're an adult." The 30-year-old says she created her OnlyFans account over 2 years ago and her work was not a secret, according to the Orlando Sentinel. The outlet reports she established a public Twitter account in 2016 where she posts images that are less explicit and links to her OnlyFans account. Michael Ollendorf, a spokesperson for OCPS, declined to comment on the matter as he mentioned potential pending or ongoing litigation, the Sentinel reported. She says while volunteering, she dressed appropriately and had a positive rapport with parents and staff at the elementary school, according to the Sentinel. Her lawyers said that they were informed by OCPS before the press conference that she could chaperone field trips, but she is not permitted to volunteer on the campus, the Sentinel reports. "1 minute of my job a day is not my whole life. It's not my life of being a mom or being a parent," she said, according to the outlet. "I think everybody's just floored because they're like, 'We know you, we know who you are.